Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Thursday the 18th of August. Today our Gospel passage from Matthew's Gospel is the parable of the wedding feast. We might notice that some words are repeated throughout the story. First we have the words invite or call, but we also have the words go and sent repeated throughout the whole passage. Jesus was speaking to his disciples about their call to follow him. The parable speaks about people invited to a wedding feast, but who refused to come. The disciples probably heard the parable as referring to those who refused to listen to Jesus, those who continually closed their hearts to Jesus and his message. Today, as we read the parable, however, the challenge is not to think about those people in the past with hard hearts, but to think about ourselves. One way to do this is to place ourselves in the shoes of the people in the parable. Imagine ourselves to be them. First, we might put ourselves in the shoes of those who were invited or called to the wedding feast. Twice the king sent out his servants to invite people, but they were not interested. They had other things that they saw as more important. One went off to their farm, another to the business. They were busy people, too busy for Jesus. Jesus has invited us not to a wedding feast, but to follow him. He invites us and calls us again and again every day. We might ask ourselves whether sometimes other things seem more important than Jesus, than his invitation to follow him. Times when we're too busy for Jesus. Times when we're enjoying ourselves so much that Jesus seems very unimportant. Second, we could also place ourselves in the shoes of the servants of the king in the parable. The king sent his servants to call those who had been invited, Matthew tells us. When those invited are not interested, the king said, "Go to the crossroads in the town and invite everyone you can find to the wedding, bad and good alike." The servants in the parable remind us that you and I are not just invited and called to follow Jesus, but we are also sent to go and call others. We're invited and called, but we are also sent to go and invite others to come to Jesus. Challenging. Finally, we can put ourselves in the shoes of the person who didn't have a wedding garment, the proper clothes for the feast. Now, what does Jesus mean by that wedding garment idea? We cannot accept Jesus' invitation to follow him and then just carry on as though nothing has changed, nothing happened. No, Jesus wants us to change, to become more like him. St. Paul describes that idea as putting on Christ, or putting on the new person. Putting on the wedding garment, putting on Christ, means letting Jesus influence all our actions, words, and attitudes every day. Putting on Christ. Lord, help me hear your call each day. Help me to say yes and send me to go and call others. Let me put you on every day and become more and more like you. Lord Jesus, help me to hear your call, send me to others, and let me put you on in my life. God bless you all.